You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Time for You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
They put the wire in the back of his neck in the Matrix and he goes, I know Kung Fu. Guess what I know? I know the National Football League. Just plug me into the Matrix.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
I think if you bet every single under on the board, you win money no matter what this week. I just think there are some dynamics that are interesting. Is scoring going to go back down? Our defense is a little better prepared this year. In college, the answer to that was a resounding yes. I think that has given us a glimpse maybe of what week one is going to be like.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Hour number three, phenomenal Football Friday. F3, three words that start with F. Football Friday and phenomenal. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, here for the next 2 hours on the show. Lots still to do. 40 minutes from now, it begins. The Power Hour. 80 minutes in 60. Yep. Or it's just 80 minutes long. We're just going to call it the Power Hour because that's fun. Right. All right, so the Power Hour starts at 5:40 p.m. Eastern because we can't do 14 games in 3 segments of terrestrial radio. So all our bets for week number 2 in the National Football League, NFL Sunday, we'll save Packers-Lions for Monday, coming up 40 minutes from right now. Side, total, prop gonna preach. All the props your little heart could desire, your sweet Bippy could desire. You bet your sweet Bippy will give out those props.
Sweet Bippy. Woo!
Presented by Bet Rivers. Great stuff last hour from Colin Wilson. Great stuff last hour from Brad Evans. Great stuff last hour from Ken Barkley with Lochmas. Great stuff last hour from Leeds and Newcastle. 1-1 draw. Lose both bets. That's great. Only 38 shots on goal. Why would they score? Okay. Right now, let's welcome into the show one of the hosts of BetMGM Tonight, the very talented Ryan Horvat. You hear him weeknights after us every single day here on You Better You Bet, along with Quinton Mayo, along with Trista Crick, live betting extravaganza known as BetMGM Tonight, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Ryan joins us now on the show to give us some of his favorite bets for the weekend. Ryan, what's going on, man? Nick and Ken, You Better You Bet, BetQL, phenomenal Football Friday. How you doing?
Guys, thanks for having me. Nick, I love the promo coming back, the rejoin. Are you excited for the new Matrix? I don't know if I am or if I've watched the trailer like 15 times. And I think I'm excited, but I don't know. It looks kind of weird.
I'm basically in for any Matrix related stuff. Like I watched the Animatrix when that came out. I was into that. I just think the story is like so brilliant, and when it's done correctly, it's great. I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt here. I'm going to watch it, and I'm cautiously optimistic that it's going to be good.
Yeah, same here. I'm heavily invested myself though, so I'm pretty jacked. It's going to be good stuff. I feel.
You've watched the trailer 15 times. Like, I think it's probably safe to say that you're at least like somewhat in on this.
Let's do this. Let's do this. On a scale of 1 to 10, rate the first Matrix movie, the second Matrix movie, and the third Matrix movie. Your ratings from 1 to 10 for each of them.
Oh man. I mean, I just go 10s just across the board. Like I saw every single theater.
You can't give the third one a 10. Yeah. No, like the third one is actually like bad.
Yeah. The last fight scene. That's about it. Yeah.
I feel like we've talked about this before. Exactly. I actually liked the third one. And I know this is kind of a hot take, and I've been destroyed for this over and over. But I actually liked the third. I thought that it I mean, at the time, I thought that that was going to complete the trilogy, and that was just it. That's why I don't know if I could buy into this, because now, I mean, like, I don't really understand the concept. Like, even after watching this trailer 15 times.
I mean, I don't know if you're, like, supposed to understand. I don't know. It's like, think about the movies. Did you, like, you really understood?
Well, no. Can I give you my guess, and then we'll get to sports? I feel like, and I don't really remember the end of that movie because it's so bad, but my guess is they actually lost at the end of the movie. Like, Neo loses. Like, the humans lose. And he goes back into the Matrix as Mr. Anderson in the next iteration of it. And then he's remembering, has all the memories of what happened. Like, that's my guess, is they lost. And now it's like part eight. Like, as the architect says, this is the seventh time we've done it, right? Destroyed Zion. So my guess is now this is the eighth time. That could easily be wrong. And the Wachowskis are completely insane. So it could be crazier than that. I have no idea.
You know what's the best part about it?
No.
I feel like he hung up when he was about to tell us the best part about it. I feel like that happened.
All right. Ryan, are you still with us here?
Okay. It was literally like, you want to know the best part about it? And I heard a click, <It's> like, which is a great, I mean, the comedic timing of that was unbelievable. Like, oh, you want to know the best part? Bye. It's all right. Great. See ya.
Not bad.
All right. Okay. All right. Ryan is back with us. All right, Ryan, what is the best part about it?
Oh, if you got the HBO app, it just comes right to your home. Like, you
that's
just
true.
Wake up in the morning and boom, it's right there for you. So even if it sucks, you don't have to pay for it.
I mean, that's the only reason I watched Mortal Kombat, to be perfectly honest, is it was available on HBO.
Same here, and I hated it, but I was like, you know what? It wasn't that bad, because I just laid on my couch and watched it. I didn't have to invest any money, you know, except for paying for it every single month.
I mean, how bad could it be if I could, like, have an open bag of chips and a beer while I was watching it, basically? I couldn't be that bad on the couch, but...
Yeah, it's not like you're that in a movie theater.
An open beer and an open giant bag of chips? No, I don't generally do that in a movie theater. No, that's true. Or it costs me $75 to do it. So yeah, I mean, it's those are a little bit different.
You put it in your pocket and you just walk right in.
Yeah, well, the container, never mind. It doesn't matter. Ryan, let's talk about sports. Let's do last night real quick. So for people who haven't checked out BetMGM tonight, obviously, shame on you. It's the show that follows us. Tyler Morales, our former EP, is a part of your show staff. You and Quentin and Trista, obviously, doing a live betting show. I have to imagine last night's game was of kind of, you know, particular interest for you guys and particularly suited for the type of show that you have. All the swings, crazy lead changes, a lot of props were in play in the second half of that game. Give us like a story of stuff that you guys were betting last night that ended up kind of coming down to the wire, had a dramatic finish.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
So there was really no sweat for a couple of the props because I was on the, like everybody else, the Daniel Jones. I got the number at 20.5, you know, rushing yards. Quentin's a huge Washington football team fan, so he was highly invested, as he is in their season win total. He's got to win in the division, so he was jumping up and down. And the end of that game, like, what are they doing? Like, why do you have Heineke throwing the football in that situation? Why don't you just run the football when you have a running back that's giving you 5 yards per pop? I didn't really understand the play calling. But the props went pretty good for me, but I was on the football team, and I went against everybody else. Everybody was on the Giants, and I couldn't lay that number with Heineke. I kept saying it, and then the closer we got to kickoff, I said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to play the football team, and what a brutal ending, like, if you were on them. Nick, I'm also, my condolences, you know, for your Giants, but I'm a Packer fan, so I had a rough week as well.
It's okay. One step closer to a new regime last night, but one giant step towards new management, hopefully, with the New York Giants last night. Ryan, we'll get back to the NFL in a second here, but know you're a big college football bettor here. We just had Locke miss Ken Barkley giving his favorite college football plays for the weekend. What are some of yours?
So I played Florida State, which I know is disgusting. I mean, this is pretty much their season coming up, though. Like, last week, that's a brutal, terrible, epic collapse of a loss. I still like get a kick out of the cheerleaders, the Florida State cheerleaders, you know, that we keep seeing over and over, like just in shock as they run out there to celebrate. One of their offensive linemen proposed to his girlfriend after the game, like despite the loss. But if you played this last week, you know, Wake Forest would have been a 2-point favorite. I actually got Florida State, you know, plus 5 coming off a 20-17 home loss where they were what, like 28-point favorites. They're 0-2. They look pretty good against Notre Dame. They didn't in the first half, but Mackenzie Milton comes in, obviously, like they kind of ride that momentum. He's been a little bit of a mess, but that's to be expected. We never thought this guy was going to play football ever again. But still, I like them to keep this one close. And the scary thing is everybody that I've listened to all week long loves Wake Forest in this spot. But I got some family out in Florida. They're huge, huge Noles fans. I don't know why, and I don't know how they continue to root for this team. But they said this has been their best week of practice and that they're like highly invested in this game. So I jumped on Florida State. And then I like Boise State, too. I do. I actually like Boise State. I played that one right away. And then another one that I find to be a little bit gross, I am going to back Notre Dame, -7 against Purdue. They're 0-2 against the spread. You know, Purdue's 2-0 this season, man, but their wins are against UConn and Ohio. And we saw how bad Ohio is last night. 10th in the nation, 344 yards per game. I think Notre Dame defensively is going to get all over them. And I think they'll actually cover a spread. The only thing I worry about is this a look-ahead spot for Notre Dame, you know, because they got a couple tough ones coming up, including Wisconsin, which is the Jack Cohn revenge game.
Okay, so a bunch of stuff to unpack there. So Florida State, which I actually saw got, like, clipped off as your, like, favorite bet of the week. I did I did Wisconsin Radio, and Sparky gave me, like, a ton of crap about your pick, which I thought was really funny. He's like, can you tell him, like, why is he doing this? Like, why did he pick Florida State? And I actually kind of defended you, and I think Florida State money line is actually kind of interesting as like a volatile outcome. But anyway, so Florida State, that's one. Notre Dame, that was another. And then Boise was the third one. They're hosting Oklahoma State, for people who didn't know, a small favorite in that game. So three picks for college football. Ryan, before we move to the NFL, you know, any thought on Alabama, Florida? I think it's a game everyone's starting to get more excited about, more interested in. It's obviously SEC on CBS opener Saturday afternoon, basically the one game that everybody wants to watch. Alabama's 14.5 totals in the high 50s. Any opinion on that game?
You know, I feel like I have to play Florida at the number at 14.5. I usually play Bama the same way every single week, and it's boring, but I play him in the first half. And I was looking at the number right now at MGM is 8. I think I'm going to have to play Florida, you know, with the hook, with the 14.5. You got a young quarterback going on the road. They've sold out for this game, obviously. Like, the swamp's going to be packed. I think this is going to be a tough game. I hate betting against Alabama, obviously. Like, they've looked great. But I think they still have some holes, like especially on the defensive side of the ball and this offensive line. Like, obviously, 3 or 4 of these guys are going to go pro, but I think this is their most, like, this is the biggest liability they've had on the offensive line in a couple of years. I don't know if you would agree with that. So I worry about a young quarterback going on the road there. I still think they win, obviously, but I could see Florida State, you know, coming in the back door with the 14.5.
You better, you bet. BetQL, Phenomenal Football Friday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking in football with the host of BetMGM tonight, our pal Ryan Horvat on Twitter. At Ryan Horvat. Ryan, what about the National Football League this weekend? What stands out to you? We'll get to your Packers in a second, but let's keep it to the Sunday games for right now.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with the Packers, to be honest. I don't know if I could lay double digits with them right now, but I like the Eagles. I went back and forth with that, but I got the 4. Jalen looked really good. I think Jalen like stood in the pocket. He made some plays. Now, he wasn't really looking to throw the ball down the field, but he rushed for over 60 yards. I was really impressed with him. And then on the defensive side of the ball, like they looked really good, which I wasn't really high on Atlanta going into the season, but I thought Atlanta was going to be a little bit better than most expected just because of what they would bring offensively, even though they lose Julio Jones. Like, I love Arthur Smith, and they look terrible. I mean, they put 6 points on the board. Matt Ryan looked brutal. I just thought that Eagles looked a lot better than I thought defensively, so it's probably a trap, but I took them with the 4. And then I had to take the Steelers. Like, I know the Raiders are coming off that emotional win. They open up their home field like for fans for the first time, obviously, in Vegas. That was just such a sloppy game, but it was just beautiful to watch. I just don't like them in that spot, so I took the Steelers. Even though I'm on the Steelers, I can't believe I did it, but I went under on the win total. Mitch is, you know, just based off Big Ben has looked terrible, but they look really good defensively, and I hate betting against Mike Tomlin, but I do think they start 2-0, so I jumped on them.
Ryan, we can get to the Packers in the second. Maybe they're your answer to this question. I spent a bunch of time the last couple of days finalizing eliminators, survivor picks. We have 3 massive favorites in the NFL this week. Obviously, Tampa, defending Super Bowl champ at home against Atlanta, who you kind of talked about. Green Bay, obviously, on Monday night against Detroit. We can get your exact thoughts on that game coming up side and total. And then Cleveland at home against Houston. So 3 big favorites, a lot of big road favorites. I think survivor players, eliminator players have kind of a tough decision this week of where to put their money, where to put their entries. Any opinion on like the safe highest pick maybe for you on the board?
For me, it'd be Cleveland. Like, I know Cleveland lost the game. That was my best bet last week because, you know, I went pretty heavy on the Browns. And I did, like, make a small little play on the money line, so it was disappointing. But even the interception that Baker throws at the end of that game, like, he was trying to make the right decision and throw that ball away. He just got hit at the last minute. I like the Browns, though. I think the Texans are a four-win team. You know, nice victory for them week one. I kind of expected that going against a young Jags team because as bad as the Texans are going to be, like, that's a bunch of vets. You know what I mean? Like, they're an older team. But I still think the Browns take care of business. So I would go with Cleveland this week at home.
I think both of us kind of agree with Cleveland being the survivor pick, although we do have to kind of wait to see what this offensive line is going to look out. It could be down as many as three starters coming up on Sunday against Houston on the offensive line for the Browns. Ryan, let's close here with about 90 seconds to go here. Anything you want to say about your Green Bay Packers as they get set to be a double-digit favorite Monday night against the Lions after getting throttled last week by the Saints?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a little worried about them, man, because the Za'Darius Smith news scares me a little bit because that's the one thing that concerns me about this team. Like, people talk about Kevin King, and he is a liability. And you're able to burn them down the field, but they have no pass rush. Like in the two losses against Tampa last year, even 43-year-old Tom Brady, they didn't get after him once. And now you lose your best pass rusher for a couple weeks here. Maybe it doesn't affect them this week because they should beat up on the Lions. I don't think I could lay double digits with the Packers right now, even at home. But the week after that, going against San Francisco, I think you'll see a lot of Trey Lance because he's obviously able to move. They don't really want to use Jimmy Garoppolo like that. And I think that that could be a huge problem for Green Bay, like moving forward without Za'Darius Smith, because Preston Smith hasn't looked good in 2 years. And we still don't really know if Rashawn Gary is any good or not.
Which is bad because he's been on the team for like 4 years now. Ryan, fantastic stuff.
I know. Exactly.
I would say the answer is probably that he's not good at this point. Ryan, what can we look forward to coming up tonight on BetMGM tonight?
Yeah. So tonight we got a couple college football games, obviously, you know, a full slate of baseball. Man, I feel like this is a trap. I like Maryland tonight, and I like the over in that game. Illinois is terrible. I was all over them week zero against Nebraska, but that was more just the fate of Nebraska with everything that was going down there. Kind of like baby Tua tonight, but it's probably a trap game on the road.
Okay, that's our guy, Ryan. Good luck tonight, and have a great show tonight, and we look forward to catching up with you soon here on You Better You Bet.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
That's our pal Ryan Horvath, co-host BetMGM tonight, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern here on BetQL, following us on weekdays on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Florida State, biggest bet of the weekend in college football.
I don't hate it, honestly. And I did that interview today I mentioned in Ryan's backyard in Milwaukee, and they were just like...
Who was the host that you talked with?
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
So Sparky.
Sparky did not... He did not approve of that pick. And I was like, I don't know. Like, so you love Wake in the game? Like, you like Wake as a favorite in an ACC game?
What doesn't sound very good. What would Sparky wear? Like the sports repair shop? Like the body shop?
Sparky, I always picture more like bow tie and suspenders. Like,
no,
that
I feel like Sparky's like in the hangar. Like, he's in like the hangar. He's working on cars. You're in the body shop talking sports, fixing cars.
The sports garage.
the garage is a little bit better. All right, a little wagertainment coming up next before the power hour.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.